Sharif, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining Stephen Brunt, Richard Deitch, and myself. This is quite a coup for the league. Can you tell me a little bit about what went into helping these players make this decision?
Well, one, thank you. Thank you for having me. I hope everyone there is in good health and good spirits and keeping themselves safe during this time. I'd just back up about 18 months. In 2018, the G League announced we launched a professional path program. And that program was really to address a couple of things. One, and I think most importantly, the need to respond to what we saw of young athletes looking for alternative routes to what traditionally, the traditional path. A couple of years ago, you had Darius Bailey, who kind of did a gap year. Prior to that, we had a couple of players, Moutier and others that had gone abroad. So just increasingly, that was becoming, part of the conversation. Beyond that, we saw where with the NCAA commission, where out of that, you had a lot of, folks in the basketball community and other luminaries that were asking for the G League to present an alternative route. So that was, 2018. And we've been working on that program, having a bunch of conversations over the last year and a half. And what that has caused us to do is just evolve our program. Initially we had, where the players would enter our league and then we would assign them to a G League team. So there were a number of challenges for, our teams and the families in that direction. More and more with international leagues, being competitive and being a part of what we were doing, we saw more and more that this was a challenge for them. That they were competing against us. That became a challenge. So the program has evolved. So now what we have is within the G League, we have 28 teams. Next year we'll have 29 teams as we invite a Mexico City team in that won't be affiliated to an NBA team. And we'll launch this team that will be, a development team for us. And, on that team will be, the players like a Jalen Green, like an Isaiah Todd that are players that, could have gone to college for a season or could have gone overseas. And what we said is if that's the direction you're going at, you determine that you're going to go for a year or – You want to go overseas and make money, don't.
I think we may have lost Sharif Abdur-Rahim. I will let our technical folks get that back in order.
I think we've got Sharif back there, Jeff.
Okay. Sharif, thank you for your patience, and please continue your thought, and I know that Richard Deitch has a question for you after.
Yeah, so essentially, the point being that I think the needs and options that young players are looking for have evolved, and it's required us as a league to evolve and create a program, specifically for these players. As a league, we have the ability, we have the infrastructure to do that. We have 28 teams that are connected to NBA teams. Next year, we'll launch a Mexico City team that's unaffiliated, and we'll have this development team that's unaffiliated from any NBA team that will allow us to give these young players, the best training and NBA preparedness on the court, as well as professional training and preparedness, life skills, and education and beyond. So, I wouldn't categorize it as something new. you know, something that we've been working on, and we started in 2018, and it's evolved for sure. And we're excited to have both Jalen and Isaiah join us.
Sharif, if Jalen Green and Isaiah Todd go on to be very successful in the G League, and then and find themselves drafted very, very high in whatever NBA draft they ultimately declare for, it strikes me that we could see a fundamental sea change in a lot of these top high school prospects who opt to go to the G League and not only get paid for a year, but to get, you know, sort of NBA-style training, as opposed to going to a university where they might be doing the same thing, playing there for 1 year and leaving. Do you sense that Jalen and Isaiah, if this is successful, could sort of be true pioneers when it comes to the future?
You know, I hope so. You know, if that's the case, that means we've been successful with what we're developing and what we're working on. So, you know, I definitely hope so. I don't see the desire for young players to have alternative routes changing. You know, I think that will remain. We'll continue to see that. And, you know, from a G League standpoint, you know, we have a responsibility now to give them a good experience.
Sharif, could you explain the compensation system here for those players? Like, is it, you know, what's in terms of, you know, salary, what they get paid, plus the ability to do endorsement deals, which they wouldn't have in college? And also, is it one size fits all for players that come into this program, or is that negotiable from player to player?
No, I mean, we're trying to make it, you know, one size fit all. You know, everything isn't always even. But, you know, we've kind of stayed away from, you know, announcing salaries just out of, you know, respect and caution for the players. But I'll say, you know, where we announced originally $125,000 to our players, we enhanced, the salary is enhanced beyond that, definitely. And, you know, we offer, you know, other benefits again beyond that, a college scholarship, you know, life skills training. So to your point, the players are at that point, they are professional and they have the ability to go out and start making money through endorsements and partnerships, for sure.
In conversation with NBA G League President Sharif Abdur-Rahim. Sharif, not so long ago, you were a very young player, a first-year player. What do you think this program, aside from the basketball, what will this program give these young men that perhaps you didn't have going into the NBA ranks?
Well, you definitely get a glimpse of NBA life and professional life and what it means to be an NBA player and the workload and pace of an NBA game and NBA practice. I mean, these players should leave, you know, our program and, you know, have an NBA vocabulary and have NBA terminology and know, you know the skill sets, know the things that will be expected of them. They should, you know, have as close of an experience as we can give them of the NBA without, you know, actually going through it. And, you know, in that way, we're helping prepare them.
Sharif, I saw that there's going to be a connection with Kobe Bryant's Mamba Academy and the G League. Can you let our listeners know what that is?
Yeah, that's a little premature. You know, somebody put that out. You know, we're looking at different locations that will be that will house the program. So we haven't a decision is it final. We haven't made the decision. That's a little premature for sure.